Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Janine Schumann.
I was working in salon in Boca Raton, and I started to become sick. And at first, I wasn't sure what was going on. My eyes were itchy. My throat was scratchy. I kind of felt like I was getting the flu. I only worked 2 days a week in the salon, so I would leave and suddenly I would start to feel better. And whenever I went back to the salon, the symptoms would seem to return and only get worse. I started to feel aches and pains in my body, and I started to get sores on my tongue. And I realized that there was a new service being offered in the salon that I was working in, and it was a straightening system. And I had read and heard that these products contain awful chemicals like formaldehyde and that they can make you very sick. Formaldehyde is a highly toxic preservative that is used not only hair straightening systems, but in many products in the beauty industry to preserve the product. When it is heated with a hot iron, it becomes a very toxic gas. Within a 30-day period of only working 2 days a week in this salon, my esophagus closed and I was rushed to the hospital. And I was told that I had been overexposed to high amounts of formaldehyde. And when I was told that I could not return back to work, I was frightened because I have been a hairstylist my entire life. I've never been trained for anything else. And there wasn't anywhere that I knew of at the time that wasn't offering this service. It had become the latest and greatest thing and the cure-all for everyone in the business to make money. And I was so frightened that I had no idea where I was going to go and how I was going to be able to support myself. Always being someone of a natural path and believing wholeheartedly in good health and integrity, and I did own my own salon in New York, I decided that I would open up my own salon here in Delray Beach, Florida. And I created the first fume-free salon. We don't offer acrylic nails. We don't offer Brazilian keratin blowouts. If you go into any other salon, you can smell the difference in the air. And I took all of our savings, plus whatever the city was so grateful to help us with. The space that we chose to open up the salon was in downtown Delray, and it needed a lot of renovations. Since then, we moved into a new location. When you walk into Naked Hair, the air is very light and very clean, and especially now that we've moved into this lead green space, it's unbelievable the difference that it can make in your life. And I have a wonderful staff who also were having troubles and struggling, and I've learned so much learning how we can take care of hair and have all these wonderful beauty care treatments without having to be exposed to any kind of harmful chemicals.
Janine Schumann with a story about discovering her allergies.
This is a person who really took her life into her own hands.
I don't think people realize what a problem this is. I had a friend who couldn't go to the bathroom because the soap had perfume scent, and that affected her.
Only people who have these kind of environmental allergies of one kind or another can really understand the scope of the problem. There's an amazing movie by a director named Todd Haynes called Safe with Julianne Moore about people who are allergic to their entire environments, which is really terrible. In Janine's case, she was allergic to her workplace.
Well, these environments aren't healthy for anybody, but these people have reactions to it.
Exactly, specific reactions. And here was a woman who was doing this job for how many years, and this was her career, and she was trained to do this and nothing else. And suddenly, with these new products on the market, she was having terrible symptoms. And what was she going to do about it? Now, this is what is so interesting about storytelling. We have a problem. How is the person going to respond to this problem? That's what shows us character. So one person may have filed a complaint with OSHA about environmental problems, hazardous workplace. Somebody else might have sued, and somebody else may have gone into a terrible depression. Somebody else may not have known what was the matter. But Janine, of all of these options and many more, chose to open her own salon. And with the help of Delray Beach, with the help of clients who really understood what she was going through and what she was fighting against, she's blossomed. So this is one of these classic story formulas of the irritation in the oyster that creates the pearl.
I suppose it's a good thing she got sick, because this would have never happened.
There is a motif in folk narrative or tale type, the person who is sympathized with when things go bad, and the person says, don't worry, you know, it may turn out differently. And then the person who's celebrated when things are good, and he says, don't congratulate me, it may turn out differently. And it turns out that we never know the fallout of something that happens to us. So it is the kind of a story that tells us that we have to take the long view in life. She may very well have thought, and she alludes to this early on in the story, what on earth am I going to do now? This can be very depressing. This can be very debilitating. And if you're only trained for one thing, what on earth do you do? Turned out to be, as I said, the best thing that could have happened. And when a story dovetail with folk narratives, I love that connection, because it shows us that personal memory, our own stories of our own lives, fit the structure of the stories that people have been telling for hundreds and thousands of years. It's all folk narrative. Our lives share those structures. Our lives share those motifs. And that's the reason that storytelling is so close to our hearts.
And it also goes to show you to what extent women and men will go to look good.
Who was it on Saturday Night Live who said it's more important to look good than to feel good? And we have been proving the fallacy of that comment for so many years now.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.